Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Teal.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. Looked outside this morning. Had to drive through that stuff last night.
It wasn't a good night.
No. It made the trip about twice as long as it needed to be. It was not a good night for travel last night. And this morning, a little better. You know, it's not falling yet. But still, what happened yesterday kind of turns into some cruddy road conditions today. We'll tell you more about it here in a minute, though. First, Brett got here.
Yeah, you know, the snow was melted out of my yard for about 30 minutes yesterday.
And
then it got white again.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys don't have as much snow down here.
Well, there's enough. Problem is that rain ahead of time, but we'll tell you about it here in a little bit. First of all, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
There are a lot of pleasures in owning your own home, but one of the worries is who do you trust in to do repair or remodeling work in your home? Camblin Plumbing and Heating can give you the feeling of security you need in trusting that that job gets done right, with quality products and with good common sense warranties from there on. With the quality lines we carry like Kohler, Lennox, Delta, and many more, your repairs and or remodeling is guaranteed to be of the finest material. With 94 years in the business, Camblin Plumbing and Heating can assure you that our expertise cannot be beaten. We understand the pride you have in your home. We understand your budgets. And we understand that you expect the best. Give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, sir. What, is there a little bit more snow then over in the Walmart area?
I think we got about 3 inches.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It just kind of depends on where you are. There were some places further up to the north and west of us that picked up even more, a half a foot or more of snow. It just kind of depends on, you know, where you happen to be and how far it's drifted in some areas, too.
Yeah.
It was blowing around pretty good last night. We'll talk about our weather and cancellation, postponements, all those kinds of things here this morning, because we have a lot of them here this morning with the weather conditions outside. Let's run down the cancellations here first, and we'll finish up with that as well. We have a bunch of schools with late starts around the region this morning. Atlantic has a two-hour late start today. Adair Casey, AHST, also two-hour late starts. Audubon with a two-hour late start, and there's no morning pre-kindergarten this morning. Also this morning, Boyer Valley, a two-hour late start. Charter Oak Ute School is a two-hour late start. Coon Rapids Bayard has told us that they'll be opening their schools at 10 a.m. today. Also, Creston with a two-hour late start. CAM will have a two-hour late start, and all their field trips for today have been postponed as well. Elkhorn Kimbleton, Exira, two-hour late starts. Let's see here. We got Guthrie Center with a two-hour late start. Harlan and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, a two-hour late start. Nottoway Valley, a two-hour late start. Orient Maxburg, also with a two-hour late start this morning. Walnut has a two-hour late start today. And also a note here that the Pops concert from last night was postponed to tonight. Instead, that'll be at 7 o'clock, and that'll be held in the old gymnasium. Also, Woodbine has a two-hour late start today. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool, no morning class. Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool, no morning class. Atlantic Head Start will have a two-hour late start for today also. Some other things we have for you here this morning. Nishna Valley Family YMCA here in Atlantic says, just forget it. Pretty much what they said this morning. Just forget it. All morning classes for today there have been canceled. Also, there are no congregate meals or meals on wheels in Audubon or Exira for today. And we mentioned that Pops concert over at Walnut that was postponed last night has been rescheduled to 7 o'clock in the old gymnasium. And that is going to be held tonight. So that's a look at the cancellations and postponements and things. I don't know. Were you out driving around last night?
No.
Yeah. Well, you were the smart one. It was a long drive. We had a basketball game to cover over in Council Bluffs last night, and that was, I'm trying to remember, it was over an hour and a half it took to get home. I mean, there were points in there. You know, it's one of those snows where it's big, wet, heavy flakes, and it's coming down so, you know, it's sideways, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you're driving, it's like the opening scene to Star Trek. You know, you feel like you're dodging stars at 116 light years, you know, driving through space. You know, it's hard to see. It's kind of mesmerizing. But also, you know, all that rain we had yesterday, wasn't a ton of rain, but it was enough happening before all this. it's really created kind of a mess out there this morning. Even though the road crews and things have been out this morning, it's still crunchy out there. It's still kind of, it's that frozen stuff underneath. You know, that water, that all that rain that we had yesterday froze underneath, and then you get that snow on top of it. And it created a lot of slush last night. But then overnight, after we got below freezing with the temperatures, well, now that slush is all kind of frozen on the roadways. So it's not ideal out there this morning if you're going to be traveling. And some of the roads that are lesser traveled, and maybe those lower maintenance roads that don't get cleaned off right away, they're going to be a little tough this morning. But even some of the main roads are a little interesting, because you kind of get that false sense that, the plows have been out, no problem, we can make this work. And then all of a sudden you hit your brakes to try to make a turn real quick, and or make a stop at a light or a stop sign or something, and you find yourself suddenly not having complete control. And it's not the most fun in the world. So, yeah, be aware of those conditions this morning. I say it's not the worst road conditions you're ever going to find out there this morning. But because of that rain and then that freezing that happened underneath the snowfall last night, the roads are less than ideal this morning. And I'm sure that's probably one of the main reasons why a lot of these schools have decided to go a couple hours late. This way they get a chance to get out and throw some sand on the roads as well. I know for a while we were in a line coming back on Highway 6 last night that was... Oh, gosh, Chris, I don't know, what was it, maybe 15 cars long?
Yeah,
roughly. That. And the lead vehicle was a snowplow. And we were kind of joking along the way that, you know, if the snowplow, if that guy's got his blade down, it's not doing anything. Because it sure didn't seem like it. Now, I don't know, I can't believe that much snow had fallen by the time our car got along there. But it just was one of those nights where it just wasn't that much fun. Then you hit those high spots where there's not a lot of cover there, and the drifting and stuff that starts along there, it just kind of gets a little bit tough. So, you know, you don't have the visibility issues this morning like you did if you were out driving at all last night, but still it might be a little slow going this morning just because of those conditions. If you bring up the 511 website, it looks like it's very colorful this morning. They use a color coding system to take a look at the roads, and you're seeing a hodgepodge of stuff around the region this morning, anywhere from snow covered to snow and ice covered to, in some cases, a few cases, not many, but a few cases, just wet as well this morning. It looks kind of, looks like a child with a box of crayons got to it this morning.
Yeah, there's some tough spots out there, obviously, still, but the roadways that are still listed as completely covered would be a portion of U.S. Highway 6 still up to about the Griswold exit there, and then all the way up, of course, to continuing north. Then Highway 71, portion of that as well, all the way from about the Cumberland area up towards north through Ottoman and continuing that direction is still listed as completely covered. Still a portion of the interstate as well over by Adair and Casey that's still listed as completely covered here this morning, and most of 92 as well is also listed as completely covered here this morning. So a lot of those roadways that are still listed as that here early on.
You bet. If you have to travel here in the immediate area this morning, now you kind of have an idea of what to expect. Give yourself just a little extra time. Like I said, it's not going to be the worst road conditions you've ever seen, but just because of that ice and slush that froze underneath that snow kind of makes a little bit of a difference. All this for an inch of snow.
Yeah,
that's all we had yesterday here, is just an inch. Now, it might seem like a little bit more in your area just because of some of the drifting and things that happened, but we recorded an inch here at the studios. Harlan reported an inch and a half. Brett says 3 inches in his yard.
That's what I scooped this morning.
That's what you scooped up this morning? Is that just what they plowed into your driveway?
No.
Because that's a whole different story. But yeah, some of those places, you go further up north. They were saying yesterday that the storm seemed to be kind of centered around Fort Dodge, but it seemed like it was maybe a little bit more to the west and maybe a little further north than that. But there were some areas that got some pretty good totals.
Yeah, it looks like the high water mark there in the northwest Iowa was 9 inches. And radiating out from there, of course, had some pretty big totals, but you get further down towards, you know, Shelby County area, it starts to taper from, anywhere from the 4-inch range down to just an inch and a half. So that's kind of where it tapered off.
Yeah. If you do need to do any long-distance traveling today and you're heading to the northwest part of the state, you will start to see a little bit more snow as you head up in that area. But enough damage done around here anyway. So we'll, again, be getting underway a little late in a lot of cases here on our Friday morning. Those schools, once again, Atlantic has a two-hour late start for this morning. You can get a little extra time to sleep in this morning. Adair Casey, AHST, each with a two-hour late start. Audubon, 2 hours late with no morning pre-kindergarten. Boyer Valley, a two-hour late start. Charter Oak Ute, 2 hours late. Coon Rapids Bayard, a 10 a.m. start to school today. Creston has a two-hour late start. Cam, a two-hour late start, and their field trips have been postponed. Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Exira, two-hour late start. Also, Guthrie Center, Harlan and Shelby County Catholic, two-hour late start. Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, a two-hour late start. Also, Walnut, a two-hour late start. And that Pops concert from last night postponed to tonight, 7 o'clock in the old gymnasium. Woodbine has a two-hour late start. Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool and Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool, each no classes this morning. Atlantic Head Start, a two-hour late start. Also, Nishna Valley Family YMCA, no morning classes of any kind today there. They've all been canceled. Also, no congregate meals or Meals on Wheels in Audubon or Exira for today. That's your complete list. You can check out all those cancellations by going to our cancellations page on KJAN.com if you're not sure about any of those. And any further updates that we get, we post them immediately there and tell you about it on the air as well. So keep it tuned here on the radio and keep checking out KJAN.com as well for the latest updates. I'll turn things back over to Brett. He wants to tell you a little bit more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
If the air in your house just doesn't seem quite right, if your allergies seem to be worse at your home than at work, or if you have an unusual amount of dust appearing in your house, perhaps you need your ductwork professionally cleaned. Camlin Plumbing and Heating uses a negative air approach to clean your ductwork with some of the industry's best equipment. Our technicians are educated in the art of cleaning your ductwork and will make sure that a thorough job is done. It usually takes about a day to do this work in your home, and from there on, you will be breathing clean air. We also have sprays that alleviate molds and mildews in your ductwork, and also have another additive that will help any offensive odors that might be present. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286 to get more information. The thought of the day today goes back to Native American proverb. It says, you already possess everything necessary to become great.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
I think that kind of means just put your mind to it and do it.
Really? Where'd I go wrong?
Did I make a quote? Maybe that should have been my quote for the day. Put your mind to it and do it.
There you go. I like that one better. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it. All right. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.